Will there be a winter wolf hunt now that the gray wolf is no longer protected by the Endangered Species Act? That's the question we're exploring here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new lawsuit against the State Department of Natural Resources says the DNR had months to prepare for the delisting and has refused to permit the hunting and trapping of wolves so far this year. Are you a hunter or a farmer? Do you think lethal control should be allowed for gray wolves? How do you feel about the wolf population growing? 800-642-1234 to join in. Danielle Kading is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks. Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about this lawsuit that was filed this week by a conservative advocacy group over wolf hunting.
Yeah, the lawsuit was filed by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty on behalf of Kansas-based Hunter Nation. And basically, the lawsuit is seeking to force the DNR to immediately resume the wolf hunt in compliance with state law, because under Wisconsin statutes, the DNR is required to hold a single wolf hunting and trapping season from the middle of October through February when the animal isn't listed as an endangered species. And it was delisted officially on January 4th after the Trump administration announced in October that they were going to remove federal protections for the animal.
So when do the plaintiffs say that the DNR should hold a wolf hunt?
Yeah, they want the wolf hunt to resume immediately. They're looking for an order from the court to begin, you know, they're looking for a swift decision so that they can start this immediately, because there's concern among hunting groups and lawmakers that the Biden administration could possibly reverse this delisting decision under the Trump administration. You know, President Joe Biden has ordered a broad review of agency actions, including the wolf's delisting, to examine whether or not they comply with one of his recent executive orders that seeks to undo a lot of the environmental rollbacks that we saw under President Trump.
What does the DNR say in all of this as to why it can't hold a wolf hunt right away?
Yeah, well, the DNR, they issued a statement saying that they're reviewing the complaint and that they're not commenting further at this time. But in the past, they have said that, you know, implementing a wolf season in Wisconsin takes time, and that they need to develop a science-based harvest quota, and that they need to get public input and also consult with tribes as part of a federal court ruling in which they're required to consult and coordinate management of natural resources with them, including the wolf population.
Yeah, how do tribal governments view this issue? Because there also was the Voight decision from 1983.
Right. That's the ruling that I was talking about. So multiple Wisconsin tribes spoke at a recent Natural Resources Board meeting where lawmakers had asked the board to direct the DNR to immediately resume this wolf hunt. But at that meeting, you know, there was a lot of concern whether or not the state was going to meet its obligation to tribes under that decision that you referenced, because that ruling affirms tribal rights to hunt, fish, and gather in ceded territory under treaties with the federal government. And they're required to coordinate with them, with tribes on natural resource management.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about Wisconsin's gray wolves, and you can join in. Should they be hunted? Should they be on the endangered species list? 800-642-1234. We have WPR reporter Danielle Kading as our guide to this news. Let's bring in Norm joining us from Oneida County this morning. Hi, Norm.
Good morning. One thing I don't hear about is another category called the threatened species list. If the wolves are on the threatened species list, wildlife authorities have the power to take out problem wolves, but there would not be a public hunting season on wolves. I think this thing is in effect in Minnesota. I am totally against a public hunting season on wolves. We slaughtered them to extinction once. Leave them alone. They have a rightful, necessary place in our environment.
Norm, thank you. Danny, what is the momentum like for people who are advocating to keep them on the endangered species list?
Well, right now there is a lawsuit that's been filed by environmental and wildlife groups to reverse the decision by the Trump administration and restore federal protections for the animal. And what Norm was talking about, you know, listing it as a threatened species, that has been discussed before. And I think that animal rights groups have said that they've been open to that possibility in the past, because they, mostly the issue revolves around Wisconsin's wolf hunt and having to be required to hold this hunt when the species is not listed. You know, they're, the environmental and animal rights groups are afraid that if the wolf hunt were to resume, that the population would be decimated. When we saw the wolf hunt take place for several years from 2012 to 2014, before it was relisted, we saw 528 wolves that were killed during that time. But since then, we've seen wolves grow to more than 1,000 in their numbers across Wisconsin.
So their numbers have rebounded. Let's bring in another call now. Linda is with us from Pewaukee. Hi, Linda. What would you like to add?
Hi, real quickly, I just like to say I listened to the whole 5-hour meeting and I followed up on it by asking the DNR liaison for a copy of all of the public comments, keeping in mind that people had 2 days to get their comments in. And the PDF is like some 600 pages, and overwhelmingly people from all over the state, and this includes even some hunters and farmers, are saying that they do not want this. There's a handful of people that want it, and that's what this is about. And they are supposed to be representing the people of the state, and that's what they need to do. So that's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, Linda, it sounds like you are deeply invested in this issue. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel like, I don't know about anybody else, but I mean, I don't have like a pack of wolves at the door trying to, you know, kill myself and my family. And I think that the only way that you could justify something this ridiculous is if, you know, our very lives were in danger, which of course they're not. And so I just, it's ridiculous, and it's some kind of power play, and, you know, that's about all that really can be said. And plus, there is no decimation of the deer herd. That is a myth.
Okay, and I want Danny to be able to respond here. What was revealed through the public comment period?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's true what she's saying, that there was very little time ahead of the special meeting that was held before the Natural Resources Board. I think the argument that lawmakers and hunting groups and some wildlife groups are making is that the DNR had more than a year to hold its wolf management committee to get together and review its wolf management plan, and that they refused to do that. So while some people think that, you know, they were given a limited opportunity for public comment, some wildlife and hunting groups say the DNR has been dragging its feet on this issue, and that they could have been consulting with tribes and could have been reviewing this plan when the Trump administration announced the delisting. Now, I think, you know, there might be some agency staff that would say, why would we plan to do something if it was uncertain? So, you know, there's a lot of strong feelings about this. And there seems to be an urban and rural divide too with this. The wolf, you know, the extent of their range where they are mostly is in northern and central Wisconsin. So we hear a lot from people who are living in the north and in the center of the state who are experiencing these conflicts with wolves where they're killing their cattle or they're killing their pets. And that is a frustration and a threat to their livelihood. Whereas we might hear from people in Milwaukee or Madison that, you know, this is an animal that needs to be protected. And I think the both viewpoints are valid, and also that tribes have a valid viewpoint in this as well. And, you know, the wolf or Mayangan, they view as a relative. It's important to their clan systems or their forms of government. And there's just a lot of strong emotions around management of the wolf.
We're talking with WPR reporter Danielle Kading about the future of Wisconsin's gray wolves. When do you think it makes sense to put an animal on the endangered species list or to remove them? Have you encountered a gray wolf while hunting or camping? What did you do? Have you lost livestock because of wolves in Wisconsin? How do you feel about this issue? 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up with Danny Kading in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the future of the gray wolf population in Wisconsin and whether there would be a winter wolf hunt now that the gray wolf is no longer protected by the Endangered Species Act. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We've been exploring this new lawsuit against the State Department of Natural Resources, saying that the DNR had months to prepare for a wolf hunt with the delisting that occurred. You can join in with your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Danny Kading is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter in Superior, and she stays with us. Let's bring in Chris now in Port Wing. Hi, Chris. What would you like to add?
Hi. Well, first, good show, and thank Ms. Kading for such good reporting. She's doing a great job up here. I wanted to point out that as far as wolf predation of species, they've always, you know, in the state, we've always had a compensation program so that when farmers or householders lose animals, they get compensated. So it's not a left in the cold sort of situation. We don't have anybody being attacked like some places in, you know, very far northern Canada where the wolves have mixed with coyotes. And the main thing is we should pay attention to the science, because scientifically you don't look at just the number of wolves. You look at the number of mated pairs of wolves if you're going to establish and maintain a predator, which is good for our environment. Now, we don't have enough mated pairs in the state to maintain a healthy population of wolves. And we should count that and talk about that number rather than just the number of wolves. And I thank you very much for having the show. Keep up the good work.
Chris, thank you for calling in. Danny, what about looking more holistically and not just at a single number population? Has that been looked at?
Yeah, you know, I would say, you know, to Chris's comments about having this based on science, you know, that's been a point that environmental groups have pointed to and animal rights groups have pointed to during this discussion, is that we need to have the best available science available when we're making these decisions about how we're going to manage wolves. And they're basically arguing that that's not happening right now with it. The delisting that was made by the Trump administration, that it ignored the best available science that we have about wolves, and that basically the recovery plan that the feds had in place was really outdated, hadn't been updated in decades, and also that some of the information that the state is working off of is quite old as well, because its wolf management plan was first created in 1999 and last updated in 2007. And so they want to see the most recent best available science in making these decisions. And I think we're somewhere around 256 packs in northern and central Wisconsin. So that's quite an increase from what we saw 3 decades ago when there were just 5 packs in the state.
Danny, has there been discussion around the compensation program for losing livestock?
Yes, there has been debate about that. You know, some people support that program and think it's necessary to compensate farmers and pet owners for their losses. You know, some farmers, though, have said that they would rather see that money go into control and management of the wolf because it's taxpayer dollars. I think in the last 3 decades or so, we've seen more than $2.7 million paid out by the state to hunters and livestock owners. That's not an insignificant amount of money. And I think it's somewhere around $2,500 per animal that is lost that the state will compensate. So there's been discussion about that, but I haven't heard of any recent pushes to change that system.
We have WPR reporter Danny Kading, our guide to wolves, the Wisconsin gray wolf population, and what the future holds, along with the litigation now around it. You can join in 800-642-1234. Kevin is joining us from Algoma this morning. Hi, Kevin. What would you like to say?
Hey, good morning. First of all, I want to say that I am a hunter, but I have hunted Canada for deer and bear back in the 90s and Minnesota by Ely. And those were the places that I've heard my first wolf howl. And I will say I was thrilled. You know, it was a little scary, but it was awesome to hear, you know, the hair stood up on my arms, my neck, everything. It was really cool to know that there was another predator out there with me. That being said, I have a lot of friends in northern Wisconsin who have really seen their deer hunting take a beating. And there is a lot of value to deer hunting to the Wisconsin economy. Our management plan is for about 350 wolves, and we've been three times that or more for a long time. And just to add one more thing, as far as the hunt, back in 2012 to 2014, there were more than 500 wolves killed by hunters and trappers, mostly trappers. And that doesn't even include the federal trapping that took place, nor does it take into account the illegal killings, the vehicle kills, all the other way wolves die. And that DNR overwinter estimate dropped only 76 animals in 3 years. So you can't just think that every wolf you shoot, there's one less wolf now. And, you know, we're not even keeping up with the annual pup recruitment. There is.
Okay, Kevin, I want Danny to be able to jump in here and respond. You know, and Kevin also makes the point that deer hunting has been compromised with the population of gray wolves. Has that come up?
Well, the Wisconsin DNR has said that generally, you know, weather and vehicle accidents have had more of an impact on the deer population than wolves. You know, wolves will prey on sick deer. So, you know, that does happen. But generally speaking, wolves are not the primary factor that's impacting the deer population.
Okay. Let's bring in John now in Rhinelander. Hi, John. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a big fan of wolves. And because of the pressure they're getting from Canada and Alaska, they're moving into our beautiful state. They can bite down 10,000 pounds per square inch. That means they can eat bones. They can clean up all the sick and the down and dead deer. But I think that we should try to all get along.
John, thank you. Has there been a migration and influx of wolves moving from other places into Wisconsin, Danny?
Well, that's basically how Wisconsin's wolf population began to recover. Is back in the 80s, the wolf population from Minnesota started coming over through Douglas County in northern Wisconsin, and we began to see wolf numbers grow very slowly at first in the 80s and the early 90s. And then, you know, it started to increase and kind of stabilize around 1990, around 2000. And so since then, we've seen a steady increase in the wolf population.
So the environmental and wildlife groups that are suing to overturn the Trump administration's decision, what is the status of that lawsuit?
Of the lawsuit to overturn it? Well, yeah. It was just filed in early January.
Okay.
And they didn't ask for an injunction, which would mean that there would be a stay on any wolf hunting, or, you know, that basically that means that we can currently hunt or kill, well, we can't hunt, but we can currently kill problem wolves in Wisconsin. That is an option that is available to farmers or pet owners if there is a wolf that is actively killing a dog or actively killing an animal. They can intervene in that situation, but it has to be reported to the state. It remains to be seen what's going to happen with that lawsuit and also with the Biden administration and what they're going to come out and say. But, one thing I would point out is back in 2011, the wolf was delisted in the Western Great Lakes region under the Obama administration. So I don't think it's like a for sure thing that we could see protections restored for the gray wolf.
And as we start to wrap up here, Danny, if a wolf hunting season happens, what might the regulations look like for hunters?
Well, if the wolf hunting season occurs, you know, right now there's going to be conversations among the DNR. They're going to start holding meetings and public hearings to talk about the wolf management plan and take comment on that, and also to come up with a quota. And so that would all begin if we do have a hunt in November.
Danny, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. We've been talking about Wisconsin's gray wolves being removed from the endangered species list and the calls for hunting to begin again. Coming up, we learn how the Wisconsin National Guard is dispatching mobile vaccination clinics for health departments that request it. What questions do you have about these clinics? Would you welcome one in your county? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.